don't understand.
The Heavenly Father, we come to you again. Another amazing, beautiful day. Another blessed, beautiful day. The Heavenly Father, we thank you for the grace and mercy, dear Lord. The Heavenly Father, I ask that you deliver us from our ill will, attention, dear Lord. Our evil thoughts, dear Heavenly Father. Our unstable mind, dear Lord. Father, we ask that you uplift us, that you give us the grace that we desire and need, dear Heavenly Father, be better pillars of the community, dear Heavenly Father, better leaders in the community, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you help guide us into each other's lives, dear Heavenly Father, to pick up the slack where each and one of us is lacking, dear Lord. We ask that you guide us each and every day, dear Heavenly Father, that you can take down the footsteps along the journey, dear Heavenly Father. Pray that you strengthen each and every human being that we may enter, that we may interact.
Say it into the atmosphere.
A piece of you that is in us, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that we give you every person that we come across, dear Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for being who you are, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for your grace. That grace is amazing, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for dying for our sins, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the trials and tribulations that you have sent us through, Heavenly Father, to make us better, to come out of the storm, the Lord, shining. We thank you for the goodness, the opportunities, Heavenly Father, that you have put in front of us, dear Lord. We ask that you will help us put on our blockers, Heavenly Father, for any unruly teachings that are not of your will, dear Lord. We ask that you use our body as your vessel, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that we can be more like you, dear Heavenly Father. Less evil, dear Heavenly Father. Less hatred, dear Heavenly Father. More God and more spiritual, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you open our spiritual mind and eyes, dear Heavenly Father, to see the love and the grace that you have put in us, dear Heavenly Father, that you have stored into us, dear Heavenly Father. You know, each and every one of us, dear Heavenly Father, we apologize for the ups and downs that we may cause in our own life, dear Heavenly Father, that was not of your will, dear Heavenly Father. We apologize for the decision maybe that we have made to make our journey longer, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you take the worldly flesh away from us, dear Heavenly Father, and open up our spiritual flesh and our mind, hearts, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that we may not think of others in their wrongdoing, but in anything, pray for them in their wrongdoing, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that we do not judge each other, dear Heavenly Father, for we have also been judged ourselves, dear Lord. We ask that you give us the strength to be better, dear Heavenly Father, to be more caring, to be better givers, dear Heavenly Father, that you allow us to see our wrongdoing before we do it, dear Heavenly Father. I ask that we be able to stop in our tracks and be able to pray before we even commit the sin, dear Heavenly Father. And your Son, just like we thank you for your guidance and protection that you have over our life, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for allowing us to make it back home, dear, where we left it, dear Heavenly Father. We just thank you for allowing us to see another day, to get on another prayer line, dear Heavenly Father, to have another Tuesday teaching, dear Heavenly Father, to have another woman's retreat, a woman's study, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the man's study that is coming, dear Lord. We thank you for the church home that you are providing for us, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the lights that are on in the church home, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the people that attend, dear Heavenly Father. We also ask that you protect and shield them as well, dear Lord. We ask that you be able to get our word, your word, our bodies, your vessel, dear Heavenly Father, out into the community, out into the world, dear, to be able to bring more people into your grace and mercy, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the shepherd and testimony around this church home, dear Heavenly Father. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray and say amen.
It's turning around.